What makes a great rap artist? Not the double platinum gangsta hip hop, but true rap music. The kind where people express themselves in their environment in a way that makes you feel more self-reflective than self-destructive. On today's show, we speak to an artist who brings those feelings out in a mature and thoughtful way. His name is Eckley, and he's barely old enough to drive. We're also speaking with Terry Hudson. Terry is a musician and promotions consultant. He says one of the first things you should do is actually something you should not do. From the R Beats Radio Network, I'm John Casson. Today's show, putting on a show.
Number one, never, ever, ever, ever pay to play. And, you know, in hip-hop and R&B especially, I see this because, you know, the venues seem to be less for some reason. But there are a lot of promoters that they'll hold conferences and you pay to play. Or they will have some event where they'll invite, you know, 5 or 10 artists and they'll charge them each to come, you know, pay and play on stage. But or they'll give them a certain amount of tickets that they have to buy and go sell to their friends or whatever. And they'll base their spot on the program based on that part. Avoid that at all cost. If you have to show up with something on a street corner and gather your own crowd, is better than pay to play. Now, as far as the venues, look for something, you know, that people are going to. In the beginning, you're probably not going to get, you know, those amazing venues.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't get heavily involved.
More important than even the venue. The venue, that whole thing, if you're doing your email list right and people are following you and you have a tribe, you'll draw your crowd and the venues will love you because you'll draw a crowd in. It's not up to the venue to bring the crowd. It's up to you to bring the crowd. That's why the venue would want you. And I think a lot of artists have that backwards. But more important than you even bringing the crowd is giving them something when they show up. It's got to be more than just your song list. It's got to be song moments.
Terry says there are some critical elements to any live performance, and that means more than music itself. And that's what happens in between the music. Here's why.
Your audience comes in there expecting something from you, and they want it to build and build and build and build, and for it to be an experience. Not just you relying on the light set, you know, or the light show, because when you're starting out, you generally don't have that, or just, you know, different, an excessive amount of dancers, or pyrotechnics or whatever. You can become so good and so phenomenal that you could play out here again on a corner and people would be like, wow. And that's about learning how to perform, what to say in between the songs, the song speeds and how you use them in a show, how to zone the audience, the proper mic technique. There's so many things to it, but you have to learn that first and foremost. Otherwise, you're just another singer or performer going out there and just one song after another, and it's not memorable. When they watch you, all your songs don't sound alike, so why do they look alike? You know, that's the takeaway. You want them to sign up on your email list, to follow your social media, to get your music, and they're only going to do that if you're phenomenal live.
Eckley's the rap artist that is beginning to gain traction. He's 17, but says he can't help feel like he missed the boat for being too old. He says this is common with a lot of people his age.
So when I was younger, I used to look at that and I'm like, I'm starting to get, I don't know, this is really dumb to say, but I was like, I'm starting to get too old. Like, but I'm only 17. Like, I'm not even out of my teens yet. Like, what if it just keeps getting harder and harder? You know what I'm saying? But it's only been 2 years since 15. So, I mean, it's really not that, you know, but yeah.
Such
so that's
a long journey.
Yeah. That's how I used to think when I was younger. But nah, now it's like, you know, it's just like I'm sitting in front of like a bunch of like really big people right now that are like doing a lot of stuff. So I feel like that's just like, you know, mind opening for me.
Eckley says he likes to rap about his own life, but only to the extent that his listeners can relate.
I try not to dive too deep into what I'm like really thinking into my mind and try to more create an image where the listener can create an image in their mind and try to like make an idea of what's going on in their life and compare it to my lyrics and what's going on instead of just talking about exactly straight up what's going on inside my life. Cause that, you know, that just gets boring. You know, if you're just talking about everything that's going on inside your life and stuff, I feel like, you know, that's like, that's just being, I don't know, like, you know, you're just constantly talking about you, you know? But if you're creating enough space for somebody to like actually listen and get in between what's happening in your lyrics and like, dang, that's like kind of happening in my life too. So not get too deep into it, but get deep in, enough into it where they're like, yo, this is happening in my life. Like this kind of pushing me through it though a little bit, you know? So like, you just gotta, it's like a really fine line in between. But yeah, that's what I like to do with that. Just create enough space in between where someone can compare to their own life, you know?
To Eckley, and to many of us who really get into music, it's a lot like therapy. Therapy. There's never been more people more openly giving it, getting it, sharing it, and growing from it. Eckley's perspective brings a refreshing twist, not just listening to music as therapy, but composing it as therapy for the composer and the listener. And that may be the best advice of all.